Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every Tuesday we get the pleasure to be joined by Seth Payne, former Houston Texan. You can hear him every day right here on Sports Radio 610 from 6 to 10 a.m. And Seth, before we get going here, I got to tell you, man, my son, little show, he's 7 years old. He came to the last home game against the Patriots, and we listened to you guys as we're driving him to work, and he thinks you are the funniest dude in the world. He always cracks up, and then he saw you. Oh, and then he saw you. He goes, "Oh my God, he's huge!" He's huge. I said, "Go talk to him," and he was scared to come over and talk to you, Seth. He was scared to come over and talk to you.
I was probably speaking with my hands and everything, too, so I look even bigger, like I'm trying to scare off a grizzly bear. Tell him that's impressive. I've got the seven. I've both physically intimidated and made a seven-year-old laugh. I just got to work my way up into the 19, 20, and 21-year-olds, and I'll be good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Seth Payne. Seth, man, what'd you think about Whitney, man? That was, to me, it was a bit surprising that they made the move now. They decided to eat his contract 6 games into the season. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting on a lot of levels, because, you know, like you say, you eat that contract because they have to pay it regardless. And it just makes you step back and reassess and wonder, okay, what exactly was their strategy? Because it seemed like they wanted to have veteran leaders around for this season to try to establish some culture. And then all of a sudden something shifted where this week now it feels like they're right on the verge of just flipping the switch and saying, all right, that's it. We're going reset mode. We need nothing but youth. We got to figure out what we have. And I guess I wish I could go back and be a fly on a wall and wonder what they were thinking was going to happen depending on the Tyrod Taylor situation. Like, if Tyrod Taylor had come in and let's say the Texans had won 3 games by now, which I think is conceivable if Tyrod Taylor were the quarterback instead of Davis Mills. Would Whitney Mercilus still be around? Would they be playing more of their older players? Would they be trying harder to keep Zach Cunningham engaged or whatever the hell's going on with Zach Cunningham? I don't know. And I guess that's the most curious part of it. As far as Whitney Mercilus and getting rid of him, I would say he's still, like, he's currently one of the best 8 defensive linemen. You keep 8 guys active on game day. That's not saying that he's all pro or anything, obviously. So I think when you have to pay his salary anyway, even though another team could sign him and offset a little bit of that, I think it just shows that they are all about youth right now, and they're going to try to figure out a way to get more youth on the field. It'd be nice if there were maybe a young running back like Scotty Phillips that were included into that movement to get youth onto the field.
Yeah, Seth, that's why I struggle with the youth movement aspect of this thing. I get where they would try to sell it as that. I mean, it makes sense because the players that are hot right now and playing well right now, speaking specifically of Jonathan Greenard, I think a lot of people would just move on beyond it because you say, oh, we cut this old cat, but we got a young one that's playing really, really well, so let's move on. I understand why they'd use that as a crutch, but man, when you've got Mark Ingram and David Johnson playing instead of Scotty Phillips, and again, you know, you got Brevin Jordan who hadn't seen the field as a young player. You know, you've got a lot of players on this team that are young that are behind older players that are still here. Hell, you just cut Anthony Miller who you traded for to keep Danny Amendola and tell us that there was only one spot on the roster for a slot receiver. I just can't up in 6 weeks into this thing go, yep, man, it's that youth movement, man. That's really what they're doing, man. They're fixing to make that move. There's something more to this, in my opinion. Do you see this as one of two things is what I've come to grips with here just recently. A culture move from a sense of, not that Whitney's a bad guy, but a culture move from a standpoint of he's seen too much, he knows too much, and there's no way he's going to be the mouthpiece for Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead, Sid.
Okay. So, okay, as far as that part goes, I don't know. I talked to Whitney off the record here and there, and I never press any of these guys for much because I don't ever want to get a guy in trouble. But I can say now that Whitney's gone, he never showed me one crack in the armor at all. You know, like he kind of did what Whitney's always done, which he just, you know, he concedes that, hey, times are tough, but he never pointed the finger or put any blame on anybody or anything. So I think as far as being the outward-facing guy or doing the right things and saying the right things, I don't know if that would have been as much of an issue. I think the difference between Whitney playing on defense and any of those guys playing running back is that Whitney doesn't affect Davis Mills as much. Now, a nice running game would help Davis Mills out a lot, but I also do think that as bad as David Johnson was in that one snap on pass protection where he completely 100% whiffed on that blitzing defensive back, there were other blitzes in that game that I don't think Scotty Phillips would have picked up and that David Johnson did a good job of. It was a really bad day for David Johnson. So I think that's at least part of the explanation, but it doesn't really explain why you've got a guy like Philip Lindsay out there instead of Scotty Phillips.
What about he's been with the team, he's been with the organization for a long time. I'm sure there's a J.J. Watt type of relationship there with Cal McNair and ownership. What about doing Whitney a solid and allowing him to move on in his career with somebody else, somewhere else, where he could possibly have some success winning ball games sooner rather than later?
As far as just not like trying to salvage a trade out of it? That's why you released him at this point. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's obviously disgruntled because he does. I mean, who wouldn't be in this situation? But if there is a relationship there, kind of like the J.J. Watt situation where you can't tell me that they couldn't have gotten something for J.J. Watt, but instead they just wash their hands of it and let him move on. Is it possible that it's a similar situation like that?
Yeah, I think that's completely possible. And I guess it's, obviously Whitney's not at the same level of performance right now that JJ is. And I think that it might have been the best blend of circumstances where maybe Whitney wanted it and somehow he communicated that to them. And they're sitting there looking at their numbers and having a hard time deciding who to make active on game day. Because that's the defensive line position is one position on the team where, despite not having any true genuine top end talent, they've got a lot of viable NFL players. So when they keep eight active on game day, there's a viable player or two that could be contributing that's not there. So it might have been the best blend of circumstances. And you know, the more I think about your first question about the culture or having seen too much, it could be a little bit of that too, and not through any fault, not like that Whitney was acting like a cancer or anything, but maybe they just really feel like, okay, now, whatever this culture they're trying to build is, maybe they feel like they've got some younger guys that can take the mantle and start to become leaders themselves. So, yeah, it's time for Whitney to move on.
Seth Payne here joining us as we're live out here at Kirby Ice House, getting you ready for game four between the Astros and the Red Sox. And, Seth, that's why I love talking to guys like you and Clint who've been in it. And my thought is from you, you've been a veteran like a lot of those veterans are in that locker room. When you're seeing the moves that are making, you just spoke about David Johnson and his production or lack thereof, and you see the move with Whitney Mercilus. Like, what are you thinking if you're in the Texans locker room about where you guys are going if you're a vet in there?
I'll think about the 2-14 season that I had in 2005. As you're asking me that question, I remember sitting on my knee. I was on one knee, and I was talking to Jerry Deloach, and I think it was Corey Sears, two other defensive linemen, towards the end of the season. And I remember we were just kind of having a frank discussion about how miserable everything was. And I think the two things that came up were, you know, we had a difference of opinion about, like, who cared what happened to the coaches after the season. Because I might have been of the mind that, hey, look, some of these guys deserve to have to find other work elsewhere. And I think I remember Jerry and Corey were more like, hey, man, you can't be hoping for a guy that's going to lose his job. I'm like, these guys cut half the guys they coach every year. Yeah, I don't have any issue cutting a coach when coaches cut players. But the other is just – the other side of it, too, is just that you never see the best side of people. Like, when things are really bad, you have guys that are still playing their ass off and everything, but you always have a few guys that you see the worst side of them. And you would have never known it except that you're in this bad circumstance. And I kind of – it took me some time to come around on this, because I always felt like you got to have guys that are foxhole guys that are always going to play 100% no matter what, you know. And in an ideal world, that's what it would be. But there are some guys who are awesome players – but then on bad teams have bad attitudes. So you get into a tough situation where, okay, you're on a bad situation on a bad team. Do you start throwing the baby out with the bathwater if some guys who might be perfectly fine as long as you're 8-8 or I guess 9-8 or better or whatever, those guys will be perfectly fine contributing players versus, okay, when they're on a bad team, they're off and you got to get them out of here. I'm more inclined as I get older to just think, all right, let's not start making character assessments based on guys who are miserable on a losing team. I'd kind of like, if anything, maybe I should have been more miserable when I was on losing teams instead of being the good soldier all the time.
Yeah, and Seth, the other Texan that got cut, Andre Roberts, is that, where's your head at on Andre? Were you surprised or did you see it coming?
I didn't see it coming because I don't know what the hell these guys are doing with anything. Like, you can tell me anything has happened with the Texans in the last 2 years and I'm not going to see it coming. So, I think it's a move in the right direction. If you're going to pay guys to be specialists and they can't do the one thing that they're specialized to do, then yeah, get the hell rid of them. And I think likewise on this team, I kind of look at it as, all right, there's some areas that are hard to criticize because you could tell from the get-go that the talent wasn't going to be good. I have a hard time criticizing the cornerbacks because anybody with a brain knows that the cornerback group was going to be severely undermanned and understaffed this year. So as individuals, I have a hard time saying, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe those guys are disappointing. Like, yeah, no. When you go out and sign a bunch of one-year veterans – and that's the best deal they can get on a bad football team that's surrounded in drama, you're not going to have good players there. The specialists are a different set because those guys, Kyme Fairbairn, Andre Roberts, Cam Johnson, those guys are making good money to do the job that they're supposed to do. Like on any team in the NFL, you might say, oh, yeah, that's the appropriate amount of money to pay that guy. So when those guys underperform, I don't have any tolerance or patience for them. And I don't think the fans should either. They should be booed lustily when they don't perform well.
Seth, we appreciate you joining us. I want to get you out on this. What's your thoughts about Davis Mills? We've now seen him start multiple games. Tyrod Taylor maybe getting close. Do you think Davis Mills should remain this team starter?
Yeah. You're in reset mode now. I'd say leave him out there until he either continues to improve or he has both his kidneys punctured in a vicious collision between two defensive ends. Whatever. Davis Mills is going to get the full treatment this year. He's either going to sink or swim. So yeah, I'm all for it.
Seth, real quick, you said reset mode a few times in the last 15 minutes. What exactly are you? I'm assuming that's kind of where your head's at with this organization. What exactly are you referring to there? Where's your head at?
Well, I don't know what tanking is because nobody in the NFL is really, or just on any team, really. It's like, I think when you say tanking, a lot of people get the notion that somehow the players and the coaches are going to go out and try to lose. So I don't like to use the word tank because that's just not the way it works. Tanking is when like we saw with the Astros, you're going to go out and you're going to try to win football games, but every single decision you make is a long-term decision, and you're not worried one bit about how it affects the short term. You're going to do what's best for the team in the long term, and that tends to lead to a lot more short-term losing. So I think from here on out, it feels like they're going to make a lot of long-term decisions. They're going to say things like, well, look, Zach Cunningham is better than some of the guys out there right now, but our long-term decision is to not have him on the team anyway, so let's go ahead and get somebody else in there now and get something for Zach Cunningham. Or they might say the same about Charles Amenihu or somebody like that.
All right, Seth Payne, man, make sure you guys stay tuned in. Listen to him as he and Sean Pendergast get it going 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every single morning right here on Sports Radio 610. Seth, thank you for dropping by and talking to us for a bit.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Have fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.